This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Nearly 10 million cases of food poisoning occur in the United States each year. Moreover, one in five outbreaks of foodborne illnesses are caused by food that people eat in their own homes. A new report looked at the parts of the kitchen most and least likely to harbor harmful bacteria, and the results may not be what you'd expect. Here to discuss the matter is Lisa Yakis, a microbiologist with NSF International. She's co-author of the report. Lisa, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So where do people usually expect to find germs in the kitchen?
We find that people expect germs in places like, you know, sponges or even the microwave keypad. And we found that sponges are a hot spot in previous studies, but we also found in this study that the microwave keypad is really not one of those places where we found a lot of germs.
So where should we be looking instead for these lurking germs?
Well, we had our volunteer families swab 14 specific areas in their home kitchen related to kitchen appliances and kitchen utensils. And the six germiest items that we found were the refrigerator vegetable compartment, the refrigerator meat compartment, blender gaskets, can openers, rubber spatulas, especially the kind that come in two pieces, and food storage containers that have a rubber seal or rubber gasket.
Okay, very interesting. Some of them, it's pretty self-explanatory. But go back to this blender gasket. Do you mean that little rubber thing in the bottom of a blender?
Yes. What we found is that, you know, if you follow your manufacturer's cleaning instructions, they normally ask you to disassemble the blender and clean all of the pieces separately and then reassemble before you use the next time. We're finding people aren't following those instructions.
Okay, I'm going to admit to being one of those people. I make smoothies fairly frequently in the morning, and I have to tell you, when I do unscrew the blender and look at that gasket, it is pretty nasty. Is there a real danger of what's lurking down there?
We actually found on the blender gasket, we found yeast and mold, and we also found salmonella and E. coli.
Okay.
So that can be dangerous, especially the salmonella and E. coli. Those are known pathogens, and they could potentially cause illness in your family.
Okay. How about in those other the other six culprits that you mentioned?
In all of those six places, we found yeast and molds. Those are typically spoilage organisms, so they can spoil your food faster. But in all of these areas, we found about 25% had E. coli, 25% had salmonella, and 10% had listeria.
All right. So what are some of your tips for, besides following the manufacturer's instructions and actually cleaning these things, what are your tips for sterilizing these areas or avoiding foodborne illnesses?
We provide some cleaning tips on nsf.org/consumer, but it's basically common sense. You know, follow the instructions or use, you know, warm soapy water, rinse and clean tap water, and dry thoroughly before you use. Also with things like the vegetable and meat compartments, if you see a spill or if you see dirt, go ahead and clean that up right away. You can put your vegetables in that vegetable compartment, but just be aware, you know, you're putting in your pre-washed, you know, carrots or pre-washed celery, and you're putting that next to your raw potatoes that might have, you know, soil on there. So just be aware that there could be that potential for cross-contamination between your pre-washed and your unwashed produce.
Lisa Yakis is microbiologist with NSF International. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Virginia.
Now you can find a link to the report that she co-authored, as well as practical kitchen cleaning tips at wordofmouthradio.org.